The 9.01 mil combined levy, recommended by the Millage Committee last week and presented to the board last night, covers a lot of ground, spending $42.5 million to expand preschool offerings, similar amounts to duplicate successful programs and to recruit and retain high-quality staff, $33 million to add computers and other technologies, $175 million to fund 10 new construction projects and add Wi-Fi components. The plan dedicates $5 million to fund an independent external auditor if voters approve that position in a separate ballot question. One of the more controversial elements of the levy was covered under legislation signed by the governor on Monday, the provision that charter schools designated by a yet-to-be-named public-private committee share in the levy revenues. Board member and Millage Committee Chair Gary Baker says that estimated $42.5 million will go to a limited number of schools.
What the Millage Committee talked about is high-performing community schools that meet the new standards that will be set by the public-private partnership. Only nonprofit community schools, so no for-profit entities, would receive any levy dollars. Also, those community schools that do meet the criteria would then have to contract with the district in order to receive any levy dollars.
While the committee's proposal broke down the allocation of levy revenues into eight different categories, some board members wanted to see even more detail before they could decide whether to approve going to the public with the unprecedentedly large request. Mike Wiles pressed repeatedly for more information about how many charter schools would be helped, how programs would be replicated, what would happen to the auditor's allocation if the position wasn't approved. Details, Baker said, were beyond the scope of his committee.
You wanted the Millage Committee to tell the Board of Education how to spend this money over the next 5 years. What level of detail did you expect?
Well, I mean, if you're going to ask me to spend more money out of my pocket, I'd at least like to know what I'm getting for you. If we're going to be transparent and ask the voters to dip into their pockets again, they need a little bit more depth and breadth of what's going on to make that determination.
Board member Hanifa Cambon said the committee's recommendations are a starting point for the board's discussion. But before voters have to weigh in on the levy, she'd like the district to get even more specific, spelling out how expectations will be measured.
This was not the charge of the Millage Committee. They just wanted to give us a frame. But as we roll this out, I pray that we'll be able to be very specific after this board meets to develop a strategic plan so that we can see where all of this fits. I do think it is incumbent upon us to now say that school leadership means A, B, and C. The district operations means A, B, and C, because at the end of the day, our constituents want to see results. They want to see what the outcomes are. So to just say, I'm allotting $200 for this, $500 for this, at the end of the day, what are the deliverables?
The board is scheduled to vote on the Millage Committee's recommendations next week. If it passes, the 9.01 mil levy would cost the owner of a $100,000 home an additional $315 a year. Among the community commitments included in the proposal is a promise not to go to the voters for another levy request before 2018. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.